वन्देहं श्रीगुरु।
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 5th chapter, text number 10, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 1st of November, 1976, in Vrindavan, India.
Sri Rupam Chakra Jatam.
Translation: O my sons, you should accept a highly elevated Paramahansa, a spiritually advanced spiritual master. In this way, you should place your faith and love in me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You should detest sense gratification and tolerate the duality of pleasure and pain, which are like the seasonal changes of summer and winter. Try to realize the miserable condition of living entities, who are miserable even in the higher planetary systems. Philosophically inquire about the truth, then undergo all kinds of austerities and penances for the sake of devotional service. Give up the endeavor for sense enjoyment and engage in the service of the Lord. Listen to discussions about the Supreme Personality of Godhead and always associate with devotees. Chant about and glorify the Supreme Lord and look upon everyone equally on the spiritual platform. Give up enmity and subdue anger and lamentation. Abandon identifying the self with the body and the home and practice reading the revealed scriptures. Live in a secluded place and practice the process by which you can completely control your life air, mind, and the senses. Have full faith in the revealed scriptures, the Vedic literatures, and always observe celibacy. Perform your prescribed duties and avoid unnecessary talks. Always thinking of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, acquire knowledge from the right source. Thus practicing bhakti yoga, you will patiently and enthusiastically be elevated in knowledge and will be able to give up the false ego.
Sri Guru Mayi Bhaktyan Vitya Vitishnaya Danda Titikshayacha Sadvatra Janta Babasa Vasanabhagatya Jihasaya Tamasa Iha Nivitya. So this is called regulative means. In the previous verse it was recommended that karmanuvaddha dhira asrapita. This attachment, karmanuvaddha, this material world, everyone is busy. We have discussed many times from morning to till late at night, and night also, they are busy, big factories, they are working day and night, one shift or the other shift. That has become the criterion of civilization. Formerly, it was less because this ugra karma, these factories means ugra karma. Unnecessarily severe, hard work, unnecessary. We have seen in Detroit, they are manufacturing one farm, manufacturing farm, simply wheels of the motor, huge stock wheels. And somebody is manufacturing tire, huge stock tire, and they are giving estimate, up till now so many millions of tire we have manufactured. But you know all the cities in your country. And then there are so many motor parts There are 3,000 small parts. The big, big factories are working to manufacture the parts of the motor car, different parts of the motor car, day and night working. And ultimately, they are preparing one car and people are using huge quantity of cars. This is called karmanuvagya, unnecessary, ugrakar. Transportation is required, but we see from Krishna book that the inhabitants of Gokula, there was a meeting headed by Nanda Maharaj's young brother Upananda, and all the villagers, they assembled together. They discussed that our Krishna is being repeatedly attacked by the Asuras and it has become very troublesome. So let us leave this place. They are villagers. They thought it wise that because we are in this village, some of the demons are coming and disturbing. So they are villagers. Immediately Nanda Maharaj agreed, all right, let us leave this place. So immediately they transferred the whole village with their possession, cloth or something, everything, within 1 hour. And they transported by the bullock cart to Nandagram. That means the idea is the whole village was transferred from one village to another within very short time. So the transport is required. The transport by bullock carts, the bulls are there, they can be used for transport, or the asses, they can be used for transport, and the camels can be used for transport. There are so many animals. So advancement and big, big kings, royal families, they have got their transport service by keeping elephants and horses. You can get on the back of the horses and get yourself there. So nature's arrangement, God's arrangement is there. Transport is required in the human society, but you can utilize so many animals for your purpose. But at the present moment, ugrakar, the transport is there, but they have manufactured the big, big buses for transport, big, big cars, and the animals, they are now killed and eat. That's all. This is civilization. This is civilization. Not to reduce the labor, but increase labor. Therefore they are called ugrakar. Jagato hita. And that will create disastrous condition of the human society. This is discussed in Bhagavad Gita. So, our this simple living, we are introducing the simple living. I go to the village, have sufficient food grains and milk, and the experiment is successful in the Western countries, in New Vrindavan, in Philadelphia, in New Orleans. So now the leaders of European and American countries, they are threatened this kind of civilization if it is advanced then where do you stand? The simple living. In Australia, one psychiatrist, he remarked that if this kind of simple living is introduced, then where do you stand? So they want Ugrakarma. They want to work day and night in the factories and to pacify themselves. They immediately require drinking, illicit sex, then by working on motor cars, they have no enough food, they want to eat meat, kill animals, and to digest the meat, we must drink one after another. So this Ugrakarma they have introduced, but they are not happy. Because they are fools, they do not know. Their happiness is different. It cannot be had from the Ugrakarma. Therefore, here it is said, sarvatra basana janta basana avagatya. Sarvatra janta basana avagatya. Your material civilization, wherever you advance materially, there is trouble. Not only on this planet, but in other planets also. In the higher planet, there where they live for many millions of years, and their standard of happiness. Of course, these rascals, they are finding only stones and rocks in other planets. They have got everything only in this planet. And you have to believe. Wherever they are going, in the moon planet or in the Mars planet, what do they see? Simply rocks and sands. But that is not the fact. Each and every planet is full of living entities. Janakin, that is the statement in the... Everywhere, every planet, there are different kinds of living entities. Just like we see in this planet also, the Europeans are of different features, the Americans have different features, India different features, Africa different features. So there are varieties of living entities, but no planet is vacant, that is not the fact. This is Ashkenda. They are declaring the planets are vacant, only their father's property here, that is full of living entities. This is nonsense. This is nonsense. Therefore it is said, sarvatra janta basana avagatya. Sarvatra, everywhere, there are living entities. And there are sufferings. Not only living entities, as there are sufferings here, three kinds of miserable conditions. That will continue. Ābrahma bhuvana lokān punarāvartinoti. That is statement of Krishna. Even if you go to the Brahmaloka, not that Brahmaloka is vacant. Why there are so many? Ananta koti planets. Yasya prabhā prabhavato jagadanna koti. Not only one universe, but many millions and trillions of universes. Yasya prabha prabhavato jagadanna koti kotisu aseso vasudhādi bhinnam. Kotisu, in each and every brahmanda, ananta vasudhā. Vasudhā means the living places. Bhinnam. Ananta dasya prabha prabhavatu jagadanna koti koti svasisa vasudhādi bhinnam. Bhinnam. The climatic, atmospheric position is different. Not that it is vacant. Bhinnam. Vasudhadi Bhinnam. This is moon planet. That atmosphere is different. Otherwise, how it is possible that the moon planet is so nice, soothing, rays is coming, and why not from the sun? The sun is differently constructed, a different rays. It is God's arrangement. In daytime, you require sunshine, and you become tired. That night time, very soon, Munsa, you become pacified, pleased, soothing. Why the sun and the moon, if they are vacant or something like that? They do not know. Vasudhadi Bhinnam. Each and every planet is differently constituted. They do not. These rascals are passing as scientists and simply giving this conclusion that every planet is full of dust and rocks. They eat dust and rocks. Then why from the sun sign so much heat is coming and why from the moon sign so soothing and pleasing sign is coming? These are skills they do not know. And they are passing as scientists. I call them directly rascals, simply. Set of rascals. They have never gone to the moon planet. They do not know what are the different position of the different planets. Simply, they are, I would say, cheating people to get good salary, that's all. And in the name of scientists. But you should know from the Vedic literature the position. You should know that each and every planet is full of different types of living entities, and in the higher planetary system, the standard of living may be very, not maybe it is mentioned, thousands and thousands of times better than this planet. This is called Bhuloka, then Bhuvarloka, then Sargaloka, Janaloka, Mahaloka, Tapaloka, Sattvaloka, Brahmaloka. These are different higher planetary systems. And each loka, the standard of happiness, is thousand times better than the other. This is the position. And Krishna says, Avrahma Bhuvana Loka. And similarly down, there are different lokas, tal, akal, talatal, nital, patal, like that. This is the constitution. But here, Rishabdev said, say anywhere you go, the threefold miseries of material existence, that will continue. You cannot get it. Even Brahmaloka, the Brahma, he is subjected to die. He also undergo the principles of death and what to speak of others. Nobody will exist here. Abrahma Pupanaluka and Puraravartinadjara. So we should know that we are trying to improve our material condition. It doesn't matter. You are now a poor man, and by doing something you get, I mean, a great amount of wealth. That does not mean that we are free from dangerous condition of life. That is not. Sarvat. Either in this planet or another planet or this condition, that condition, the threefold miseries, adhyatmi, adhidaivik, adhidaivik, and adhibhauti, and these miseries and janma mitra jarabhyadhi, Krishna says, janma mitra jarabhyadhi, dukkha dosham jansana. Krishna never says that within this universe, if you go to the heavenly planet, then you can avoid janma mitra jarabhyadhi. Never says. Nobody says. Krishna says, even if you go to the heavenly planet, Avrahma Bhuvana Loka, the janma mitra jarabhyadhi, there will be. You cannot avoid. Jagatyana nivartante taddhamam paramam mama. But if you come to me, paramdham, then you can invite. Dukkhalayam asasatam. Here, everywhere you find dukkhalayam asasatam. Just I was reading last night that Brihaspati's wife is kidnapped by Chandra. The Brihaspati is the spiritual master of the demigods, and his wife was kidnapped by Chandra. He is also one of the demigods. Just see, the sex and lusty desires are so strong even in the higher planetary system. And that is the cause. That is the cause. Here it is said, lingam vapohit kusalo homakhyam. This false ego is the cause of our miserable condition in this material world. Material world is miserable. Dukkhalayam asasat. This material world. One ant is living, say, for one day, and I am living for 100 years, and Brahma is living for millions of years. That does not mean any one of us is free from the miserable condition of this material. Nobody. Therefore, this material world is called dukkhalayam asasat. Maam peta kaunteya dukkhalayam asasatam na pruvanti mahatmana samsiddhim paramatmaka. That is samsiddhi, that if you become able how to become free from this encasement of material body. Lingam vapohet. Therefore the endeavor should be how to give up this material body and be situated in our spiritual status, and that will give us. So for that, there are so many practices, regulative principles mentioned here. The first thing is, hamse guru mai bhaktanu vrittya. This is adu gurvasana. If you do not get a qualified guru, then everything is bogus. If you buy good fortune, if you get the association of a guru, qualified hamsa, paramahamsa. Paramahamsa guru means sannyasi's last stage is paramahamsa. Kuticha, bahuja, paribrajaka acharya and paramahamsa. These are the different stages. When one takes sannyas, he lives outside the village in a kuti, in a cottage, and the family members goes and delivers him the food, because he is not practiced. So in the beginning, he keeps up this association of neighborhood or family, but he is not practiced. He therefore lives outside the village, and if somebody gives some food, he eats. Then when he becomes experienced, then he does not accept food from one, either his own home or one home. He takes food stuff from many homes. Give me a little piece of chapati. So somebody gives half, because they are also not overburdened. If they have to deliver so many sannyasis, come, and sumptuous food, then how the Jesus will provide? Therefore, though they do not overburden, there may be other sannyasis, therefore little learning. Madhupuri, The Goswamis practice this Madhukuri in Vrindavan. They live, but they will take little only from the house. This is called Bahudha. Then when he practices more, he travels all over the world. Pariprajakacharya. And when he is fully experienced, then in spiritual life and everything, then he is Paramahamsa. So one must find out a guru who is Paramahamsa. Neither Kutichap nor Bahudap nor Kutbrah. Paramahamsa. So in the Chaitanya Charitamrita also, Lord Chaitanya says, Guru Krishna Kripaya Paya Bhakti Rata Bij. This Bhakti Rata Bij can be obtained through the mercy of Guru and Krishna. So here, we saw that his incarnation of Krishna, therefore he says, Mai, Hamsi Guru Mai. You cannot jump over Krishna. I know Krishna. I shall go to Krishna directly without Guru. There are many rascals, they say like that. No, that is not possible. First of all, Guru, then Krishna. Hamsi Guru Mai. Bhaktana Vidya. So these are descriptions. This is beginning. If we actually practice the description and the prescription given in the Shastra, then it will be possible that, as it is said, karmanubhadya dirha asratita, then our strong desire to enjoy this material world in different way, that will be slack. That is what. Thank you very much.